This is Your Wellness Solution, a podcast by Solution Health.
Solution Health is a nonprofit regional healthcare organization. So let's get to know new president and CEO, Sherry Hausman. Sherry, thanks for your time and congrats on the new position. So now you're at the helm of this new organization, Solution Health. What can you tell us about it?
Before I came to New Hampshire, I was told that the culture of these two organizations that form Solution Health, Elliott Health System and Southern New Hampshire Health, were very different. But as I've gotten to know the people of both, I actually have found far more similarities than differences. The overwhelming, palpable cultural attribute of both organizations at every level is just a dedication to serve their community. The leaders of both organizations have a deep sense of responsibility with respect to the important role we play as community assets. And because of this deep dedication, the strategy of forming Solution Health, I think, was really brilliant. There's so many synergies that we can take advantage of, and these synergies will make us stronger as we face the headwinds of the challenges in our healthcare industry.
Well, being stronger is always important, and finding those synergies is always a great thing to do. So what do you see as Solution Health's foremost priorities in 2019?
Solution Health was carefully constructed to be able to grow, and in order to gain scale to support the health of the population of New Hampshire, we will continue to partner with others. Those partnerships may include other hospitals, post-acute providers, others in the care delivery continuum for our community. In addition, we've committed to improve access to affordable quality care through clinical integration of these organizations. We also have an aggressive information technology agenda that will enable this clinical integration across our system. As you know, Epic is being upgraded at Elliott and then will be installed at Southern. And having this common Epic platform will enable us to better coordinate care for our patients. Finally, our state is facing significant challenges with respect to the behavioral health and substance use disorder crisis. And our intention at Solution Health is to be a significant contributor to this complex set of challenges.
So speaking of challenges, and you were just mentioning some of those, what are some of the other challenges you anticipate?
The challenges that we face primarily are the same that others are impacted by in our industry and really the external forces that we face. We have an aging population distribution in New Hampshire, and this is increasing demand and has a downward pressure on our reimbursement rates. Both Southern and Elliott have inpatient capacity constraints, which we must be able to address to take advantage of the many growth opportunities that are enabled by our clinical integration efforts. And we need to work creatively with others to address workforce issues, to be able to have enough caregivers and others to be able to care for those who come to us for their care needs.
So speaking of working creatively with others, can you talk about the collaborations that have begun?
Even though we're a brand new organization, there are many already. For example, Dr. Greg Baxter and Sue DiSocio have been leading a team of clinicians and others to identify synergies that are enabled by organizations coming together. Tate Curdy has been leading an effort to find synergies in the lab, especially with the impending installation of a new lab information system. Joe Cooley and Dr. Andrew Watt have been working together to discern the IT plans with respect to the Epic installation. And the contracting group is working on a variety of contracts to reduce our costs. And they've already found more than $750,000 in successes on common items that our organizations use. There are other groups that have started to come together. For example, Liz Armstrong and Bev Primo are bringing together a group of the surgery and cardiac leaders to explore what opportunities there might be to work together. So it's been wonderful to see the organic opportunities for clinical integration that many of our groups have already discovered. And that's really where the magic happens, when two strong organizations come together with a common mission of improving the health of our communities.
So in your role, Sherry, obviously you would be working with state and local government. So in your meetings with the local and state leadership, what are you hearing? Are there any common trends?
Yes. The opioid crisis has been a common thread with our community leaders in the last few weeks. And we've been working with the mayors of both Manchester and Nashua to help play a role in the governor's substance use disorder model, working with many other community agencies and the safe stations. The other common thread is a dedication to the community and a desire to work together as Solution Health grows.
So let me ask you this question. How do you think Solution Health is different from the other systems taking shape in New Hampshire?
You know, the striking thing about the forming of Solution Health is that two strong competitors had the vision to see that they could serve together better as one system. And those leaders who created Solution Health, including our boards, Mike Rose, Doug Dean, Dr. Baxter, Tate Curdy, Kate Skateris, John Freiberg, and others, developed a structure that really works to combine these two organizations. And they did this in a very short period of time. And now it's up to us to make that vision a reality and deliver on the promise of improved health for our community.
So, Sherry, if I could get personal a little bit with you, having come from Kansas, what are the things you're finding most different about New Hampshire, good or bad?
Well, my husband and I absolutely love it here. The state is just so beautiful. Over the weekend, we went and walked the Marginal Way out in Ogunquit. We enjoy the mountains. We love the beach. We even had a bear in our backyard. So we really, truly love it here. And our friends and family seem to approve of our move as well, because we've had a lot of house guests already in our first 4 months here.
Sherry, that's so good to hear. Such a beautiful state. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. So is there anything else we should know about Solution Health?
No, I think you touched on the major highlights. I mean, truly, we'll be working to grow and to serve the healthcare needs of our communities.
Well, Sherry, it's been so nice talking to you. Thank you for spending some time with us, and congrats again on the new position. For more information, please visit snhhealth.org. That's snhhealth.org. Thanks for listening.